Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, despite the fact that it is a nation that is greatly troubled right now. The polls, just astonishing at the number of people who think America's headed in the wrong direction. Massive demonstrations over the weekend. Well, maybe not so massive, but certainly a lot of them, and a total number of people participating, very high. People who are participating in a Supreme Court decision that hasn't even become official yet. The court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. I remain convinced that many of the people who are demonstrating don't understand what this decision really means. It will not interfere with the overwhelming majority of abortions that people receive in this country, because in the states where they have the highest rates of abortion, those states have laws on the books that are not going to be impacted by this decision at all. Laws on the books making abortions easy to get for people. And by the way, I don't want to say that abortion is ever easy for people. I'm sure it's Letitia James, the Attorney General of the state of New York, says she felt proud and inspired the day she walked in for her abortion, and she's very proud to talk about it. That, I don't think, is a general feeling among Americans. By the way, if you're one of the Americans who feels that way, you think abortion should be a reason for pride and a reason to something that you should announce and publicize and encourage. Most people don't feel that way about abortion, but they do feel, according to a big new poll, overwhelmingly, that abortion should be legal, at least in most circumstances. So is there any room, actually, for compromise, for people to come together on this tremendously polarizing issue, this emotional issue, which apparently has had a very big impact on getting Democrats more excited about the election? And will there be an impact when the details come forward about this horrible shooting in Buffalo, this disgusting hate crime? And it is a remarkable, 18 years old, 10 dead Americans. And the reality is, it is about as clearly a hate crime as it can be. He published a 180-page manifesto. And by the way, with some people saying, well, he's there's nothing conservative about him. He used the term replacement repeatedly. He is a believer in what a lot of conservatives recently have said they believe in, which is the theory of the great replacement. In other words, that hardworking, decent, Christian, God-fearing, patriotic white people are going to be replaced by a bunch of illegal foreigners and people of color, and people who are viewed less favorably by the people who hold on to this theory. And of course, it's according to most promulgators of this theory, including the ones in Europe, and yes, this is a worldwide phenomenon, the people who are most determined to do this great replacement are the Jews. Yeah. And that's why in Charlottesville, and have we forgotten about Charlottesville? In Charlottesville, on a Friday night, which is Shabbat for Jewish people, when there was a Reformed temple, meaning a temple that leans in a less traditional, more liberal direction, they marched around the Reformed temple with torches chanting, "The Jews will not replace us." These were ideological colleagues, at least, of the evil killer, a massively evil killer in Buffalo, New York. We will get to that. We will also get to what is the best and most important decision you can make as a parent that is going to reduce the chances of having a monster emerge in your family, like this monster, 18 years old. What is the best decision you can make, the most important decision? There's a terrific piece that is a collation of a huge amount of research, and I'm convinced that they are right. They single out a decision that you make for your kids that is going to have the most impact on them, the most beneficial impact, or the most detrimental impact. What is it? We will get to that. We will also get to pioneering an important scientific work to finally invent and develop the perfect chocolate. I mean, there are a lot of us who believe that that chocolate can come pretty close to perfection now, but no, but this is something different. It's a different level of perfection. And we will also be talking about the key Senate race in Pennsylvania, which has had new surprises in it. The leading Democrat is in the hospital. Yeah, the leading Democrat, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, who is supposed to be combating either Kathy Barnett or Mehmet Oz or David McCormick, one of the three front-running Republicans. Okay, how's this going to go? What does it look like from the ground in Pennsylvania? We'll be speaking to Professor Paul Kangor, lifelong Pennsylvanian and a professor of political science at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, where they just hosted the most recent and, frankly, most important senatorial debate in this race, which could very well, in fact, I think probably will, determine control of the U.S. Senate coming up in this election of 2022. The best word and summary of what happened in Buffalo, the mass shooting, it was described by the sheriff of Erie, in Buffalo. And here is what he said defining what happened. It's clip 10.
As your sheriff and on behalf of the men and women of the Erie County Sheriff's Office, condolences to the victims and their families. From a law enforcement standpoint, the Erie County Sheriff's Office responded, boots on the ground, deputies, investigators, our helicopter in the air, our SWAT team on standby, and as Commissioner Grimaglia said, we are working together every single day to keep the community safe. This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated hate crime from somebody outside of our community, outside of the City of Good Neighbors, as the mayor said, coming into our community and trying to inflict that evil upon us. I urge everyone to stay calm, and we are there to protect the citizens of Erie County and Buffalo, and we'll be out there along with the City of Buffalo Police Department patrolling. And again, my condolences to the family, and this person was pure evil.
Yes, he was. And what's remarkable is he had expressed his desire after graduating from high school, and he's just 18. He had expressed his desire to follow a career that involved racist violence. And he had been evaluated because they knew he had made these threats. When was he evaluated? Less than a year ago. Yeah, it was June of 2021. And obviously something is terribly, terribly wrong. If we can't take a young man who is this troubled, this deeply enmeshed in racist philosophy, this much a Hitlerian, basically, if we can't take someone like that and make sure he does not have deadly weapons, we will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, picture from Washington, D.C., one of the big marches, and they don't really give you a great idea of how many thousands of people there are, but there are thousands of people here. There, it's a big, big crowd, and they have on it, they apparently, what is a new slogan for the new pro-abortion movement. The slogan, "Our bodies, our abortions. Again, it's a strange moment for the country. And it's also one of those things where there is a contradiction in one of the big polls that everybody is looking at. There is a new national NBC poll that shows that the outlook is grim for the Democrats, terrible, because of the conviction of more than three-quarters of the country that we're headed in the wrong direction. And this goes beyond baby formula. I know we've heard a lot about that. It goes well beyond inflation, because the inflation has really slipped back a little bit. A moment ago, at least, when I last checked the market, which had a pretty good day on Friday, it's having a positive day today. The Dow is up 117 points. Now, does that mean anything in terms of the long-term well-being of the economy? Part of what people fear, and it's right, is that the inflation will continue, and the only way to curb the inflation and to stop it from gathering all this steam is going to be forcing the country into a recession by raising interest rates. I know it all sounds very complicated, and let us hope that cooler heads prevail, that there is more cooperation, compromise. And what about this issue of abortion? Here is what they say about the NBC poll. Support for abortion rights has reached a record high, and nearly two-thirds of Americans now oppose the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, which is supposed to be announced in a matter of weeks, according to a new national NBC News poll conducted after the leak of a draft opinion that would strike down the constitutional right to abortion. What's more, the survey finds abortion climbing up the list of issues that Americans believe are the most important. And the Democratic interest in the upcoming midterms has increased since earlier this year. But the poll also found that this Supreme Court draft opinion hasn't substantially altered the overall political environment heading into November's elections. With inflation and the economy remaining the public's top issues, President Biden's job rating falling below 40%, and a whopping 75% of Americans saying the country is headed in the wrong direction. This is the fourth straight NBC News poll with the wrong track number higher than 70%. And only the fifth time in the poll's 34-year history when the wrong track number hit 75% or higher. The other times were in 2008, during the Great Recession, where the American people had a chance to vote against the party in power. At that time, the party in power was the Republicans. And the Republicans, with John McCain and Sarah Palin, fared very poorly in November. I mean, when you look at it, you know, McCain actually got the same percentage of the votes that Trump got in 2016. But Trump got the votes in the right places and put together that electoral coalition, and even though he did lose the popular vote, he won. He won that campaign and was elected president. And you could say it is because of his ability to appoint people from the Federalist Society list, to appoint people to the Supreme Court, that most conservatives, the great majority of conservatives, are celebrating a decision that looks like it is going to be rightly decided and on the right basis. And by the way, outspoken praise for the work of Sam Alito from Akhil Reed Amar, who was on our show talking about the same thing. Akhil is a friend. He describes himself as personally strongly pro-choice, but anti-Roe. And he has two different podcasts and also a huge piece, big piece in the Wall Street Journal, in which Professor Amar at Yale Law School strongly defends what the Supreme Court has done here. There is no defense, however, from what happened on what happened in Buffalo, and it's not just Buffalo. In terms of getting some kind of handle on all of this, it's amazing. On the same page of the Seattle Times, of our local newspaper, one killed, four critically wounded in California church shooting. Then another headline, two killed, three hurt in market shooting in Houston. Overnight shootings, plural, kill three in Milwaukee. And then, of course, Chicago. It wouldn't be a regular weekend in America without more shootings in Chicago. All of these stories are horrifying. All of them involve tragedies. And all of them can be mitigated by individual acts of heroism. But you think about 10 families who are out on a Saturday afternoon going shopping because this extremely disturbed and evil Nazi who went after these people in Buffalo was looking for a store that was frequented by black people. Of his victims, at least 8 out of the 10 are identifiably black. There's even part of a story that while he was looking, and this was part of what he filmed because he was very proud of what he was doing, while he was looking for more victims walking down the aisles of the store, he raised his gun to somebody. Then the fellow who was wearing a baseball cap looked up. He saw he was white. He said, "Oh, sorry, never mind," and then went off to look for more black people to kill. Here is the Buffalo police commissioner on one of those black people who actually became a hero on this occasion. And how and what happened? The guy's name was Salter, Aaron Salter. He was a retired police officer who was working as a security guard at this market. And we will get to that, to more about the details on these killings, what they have in common, and what really needs to be done, rather than just replaying the same old rhetoric about guns and who's to blame, when the obvious problem is criminal gangs and mental illness. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a weekend of shootings across the United States, the worst in Buffalo, New York, where authorities say an 18-year-old is accused of killing 10 people at a supermarket. Deadly shootings were also reported at a Southern California church, a flea market in Houston, and across St. Louis, where 5 people were killed and 8 others were wounded in a string of shootings. McDonald's is going to sell its business in Russia. 2 months after suspending operations over the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the fast food giant citing the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and said this morning that continued ownership in Russia is no longer tenable or consistent with McDonald's values. A celebration of life event at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium remembered country music legend Naomi Judd Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, it's ironic that you would assume that with everything looking like we are headed in the wrong direction on the Michael Medved show, according to this big new NBC poll, that President Biden has hit the lowest approval rating of his presidency so far. Not much changed from last month, but down another point to the low point of his presidency with the shootings, several of them racially motivated. They're now saying that a shooting in church in Laguna Woods, California, which is a fairly upscale neighborhood in Orange County, that shooting was racially motivated. Why? Because it was a hate incident involving someone who was anti-Asian, and apparently this church that he attacked was a largely of a Taiwanese Chinese membership. I mean, that's just horrific. Just horrific. And to take some context about this, I mean, we are a great people and there are great individuals. The police commissioner in Buffalo gave a great deal of credit to a former police officer in that city, Aaron Salter, who had been working as a security guard. He's retired, and he'd been working as a security guard in that market. And listen to the description of what happened. 1.3.
He's a true hero, and we don't know what he prevented. There could have been more victims if not for his actions. He's been retired for several years. He's been a beloved member and employee of Top Tier working security, and he went down fighting. He came in. He went towards the gunfire. He went towards the fight. He shot the individual, but because of his armor plating vest, it had no effect on him, and unfortunately the suspect returned fire and he succumbed to his injuries, and like I said, he was a beloved member, and we're sure he saved lives yesterday.
And the individual doing the shooting, 18 years old, not only wearing a helmet that he had designed with a camera glued to the front. He was apparently inspired in that by the attack on the mosque in Indonesia, where there was someone else trying to live stream the killing. And the idea of and by the way, and this coming up all tying to the Pennsylvania primary, they now are focusing on a religious hate conflict between two of the Republicans. One of the Republicans, Kathy Barnett, who appears, according to some polling, to have a slight edge over her two principal rivals, but it's all tied. Any one of the three of them could win. David McCormick or Nancy Barnett or Mehmet Oz. Mehmet Oz would be the first ever Muslim U.S. senator. And he's not a devout Muslim, but he identifies as Muslim. He's Turkish. He was trained in the Turkish army, and as people know, and he would give up his joint dual Turkish and American citizenship if he wins. He is endorsed by President Trump. But anyway, Kathy Barnett has said before that she believes that Islam is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution. Which is, by the way, it's wrong because it implies that it is impossible for us to have a public servant who could take a meaningful oath to the Constitution if he had any identification as a Muslim. And given the fact that there are, we are close to 2% Muslim population in the U.S., it's kind of tough. And again, it's not fair and it's not true. And it's a slam on the overwhelming majority of American Muslims who are not radicals and are not America haters and are good neighbors. Speaking of good neighbors, the mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, talked about the shooting in perspective. Here's clip 1.5.
We have suffered a mass shooting with multiple casualties and several people injured. I have to say that this particular top supermarket is near and dear to my heart. It's one that I worked years ago to help bring to this community. It's one that I patronize from time to time. My family patronizes from time to time. And some of the victims of this shooter's attack are people that all of us standing up here know. So this is a day of great pain for our community.
And then talking New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she was also from Buffalo. And she was a congresswoman from Buffalo for a term. She, a Democrat, talks about the evil doctrine of white supremacy that gave rise to this shooting. Listen.
I want to know what people knew and when they knew it, and calling upon our law enforcement as well as our social media platforms, the CEOs of those companies need to be held accountable and assure all of us that they're taking every step humanly possible to be able to monitoring this information, how these depraved ideas are fermenting on social media. It's spreading like a virus now. The white supremacy manifestos, the white supremacy concept of replacement theory, where they're concerned and now taking to the streets in places like Charlottesville and others, motivated by this idea that immigrants and Jews and blacks are going to replace whites, and that is spreading through social media platforms that need to be monitored and shut down the second these words are espoused out there in these platforms. It has to stop.
Hard to disagree with that. The stupidest part of replacement theory is blacks have been here by and large, if you want to take an average of when your first ancestor came to the United States, blacks have been here longer than whites. The most black people have been here, were brought here, or they're descended from people who were brought here before the end of slavery. The majority of white people now are people who were part of the great immigration waves that started in the 1840s with Irish and Germans, and then to the late 1800s, which included a Jewish people and Polish people and Italian people and Swedish, Sintend and Mai, the Swedish national holiday coming up tomorrow. Did I say Swedish? I hope I did not. It's Norwegian national holiday. They only got the nation fully independent in 1905 because of a struggle against Sweden. So let's not, a terrible mistake on my part if I made it, and we'll get that clear. But the point is, the idea of replacement theory, to talk about black people who have been here in many cases, ancestors here for 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, that they are going to be the replacements? Really? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Grovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medved show, I know there has been a great deal of confidence, and there should be, about Republicans and prospects to take over both the House and the Senate to lay the groundwork for a potential victory in 2024, and maybe even a competitive race for the Republican nomination, but who knows. The new polling, actually... This is an NBC poll, and it had showed Republicans running ahead through the winter, the spring. All of a sudden, Republicans and Democrats are tied when it comes to the question, which party do you want to see take over Congress? 46% say Republicans, 46% say Democrats. Is that a function of... Basically, the impact of the abortion issue, which had not been an important issue at all in the polling, now it's moving up to the top together with issues of crime, personal safety, but of course, most of all, the economy, and the economy remains the dominant issue. With all of this and the shootings over the weekend, President Biden, who's approval rating hit a new low for him. It's not the lowest in history, not even close. We've had people who've had really, really terrible approval ratings, and some of them have gone on to change that. I think it's likely that Biden's approval rating improves greatly? I don't think that's very likely. But the president down at 39%. And with 56% disapproval. This is relating to the job that he is doing. He reacted to the Buffalo shooting and spoke this way. The President of the United States, clip 15.
The lone gunman, armed with weapons of war and hate-filled soul, shot and killed 10 innocent people in cold blood at a grocery store on Saturday afternoon. Jill and I, like all of you, pray for the victims and their families and a devastated community. I've been receiving updates from my team in the White House that's in close contact with the Justice Department. We're still gathering the facts. While already the Justice Department has stated publicly that it's investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism. As they do, we must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never ever waver.
The Twitch announced that the live stream of the mass shooting in Buffalo, where there were 13 people who were shot, 10 of them killed, and 11 of the 13 people he shot were black. And he was very specific in his intentions to take out black people and his 180-page manuscript. I mean, it's just, apparently he drove up, he was lived 200 miles away, he lived near the town of Binghamton, it's a university town in New York State, and he drove 200 miles, and what's unclear at the moment, and they're piecing all this together, we'll know more about what went on with the 18-year-old gunman, but apparently he drove up to Buffalo the day before, and his name is Gendron, Peyton Gendron, and Mr. Gendron says the Wall Street Journal appears to have been motivated by racist conspiracy theories he discovered on internet message boards during the pandemic. This according to a document posted online that police believe he wrote. In the document, Gendron describes himself as a fascist, a white supremacist, a racist, and an anti-Semite. So he's got a lot going for him, right? The document has details of a planned incident similar to what occurred on Saturday, including the writer's goal to kill as many black people as possible. The evidence that we have uncovered so far makes no mistake that this is an absolute racist hate crime, said the police commissioner, whose name is Grimalia. He went on to say, this is someone who has hate in their heart, their soul, and their mind. And he took that hate into his hands. The Twitch said it managed to take down the live stream of the weekend mass shooting in Buffalo within 2 minutes after it started. However, videos of the shooting have been viewed millions of times, in part because it remains so easy to re-upload copies of videos to multiple platforms. And why does it matter? Because live streaming mass shooting events can give assailants assurance that their crimes will live online for many years. And obviously, if you do something like this and you're expecting to die, as he was, he didn't, though. He apparently, when the police approached him, he put his gun to his neck and was about to shoot it, but they talked him into dropping his weapon. And the police, I mean, I know that there's an emotional reaction. Why didn't they just take this piece of human excrement? Why didn't they just take him out? Well, they're trained police officers. That's not what you do if you can avoid it. People are asking questions. Would he have been taken out if he were black and killing white people instead of someone white doing this racist hatred? I don't think that's fair to police officers who were obviously risking their lives to save the lives of the people in that market. The man arrested in conjunction with the shooting said knowing he could broadcast his attack was part of his motivation. He wrote, live streaming this attack gives me some motivation in the way that I know that some people will be cheering for me. The shooter said during his racist rant during the attack. This is all very, very serious business, and it comes to why the idea that that actually using some judgment and not allowing open racism, open expressions of hate, and by the way, people have been trying to dissociate Peyton Gendron from anything conservative by saying that he hated Fox News. And I looked at some of the stuff that he said about Fox News. He had pictures of all sorts of current and former Fox News personnel with little Jewish stars attached to them, trying to make the point that Fox News was dominated by Jews, just like everything else is dominated by Jews. And of course, a lot of the people in that photo gallery are not Jewish, never have been. And the ideas of race hatred deserve free expression on social media. No, that can't be. By the way, it is inappropriate. These are private businesses, because they can tie this killing. The lawsuits are possible. I mean, it's extraordinary. It's destructive. If they can tie this killing to something in specific that he read somewhere else that was made available to him, for companies that do proclaim to the world that they are trying to keep some of the more dangerous material suppressed, is that not appropriate? Or should it be just whoever can get up there? He was apparently someone who was spending a lot of time with 4chan. 10 people killed, 3 injured in the shooting at Buffalo. Chicago shootings, 33 shot, 5 fatally in weekend violence. A shooting at a bustling Houston flea market, 2 dead, 3 critically hurt. All of the people killed and critically hurt, and all of the perpetrators, all in their 20s, suspected gang connections. Gunfire in multiple locations. Wounds 7 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And there's more. There's Houston, and there's this other alleged hate attack, anti-Asian hatred, an attack in Orange County, California. We will get to that. We will also talk about the Pennsylvania Senate race. It is a nail-biter. We'll be speaking with Professor Paul Kangor, who was part of that final senatorial debate that was held at Grove City College. That and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.